Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper. Do you love international food? Oh, Chinese sweet honey chicken. Well, that's a dish they made for us Westerners, really, and God bless them for doing that. What about fresh Lebanese bread? Oh, yeah. Some healthy Vietnamese pork ball soup, Japanese sushi, Greek spanakopita. That healthy English dish, bangers and mash, you know, the big juicy sausages and mashed potato. And then there's the cultures we learned about in school, the indigenous peoples eating witchetty grubs. In antiquity, John the Baptist dieting on locusts. Today in Bangkok, there's street stalls selling fried locusts, beetles, scorpions. Can't beat that crunchy feeling. But honestly, life in Australia has been made so much richer by embracing the world's cultures, its foods, arts, national dress. One question. Do we love the people as well? Have you ever thought on a bad day, thought to yourself, why don't they go back to their own country? Do you ever hear the rumble of dissatisfaction about immigrants taking our jobs, our places at uni? Australia is regarded as the world's success story for multiculturalism, and here's a great way to do a quick heart check that our attitude towards them is always positive, uplifting, and in perspective. Does Australia belong to us? No. Were we here first? No. Did we own anything when we came into this world? No. Do we take anything with us when we die? No. Did we create this planet? No. I guess where I'm coming from is everything belongs to God. The land our house is on, every tree, person, animal, all created by God and belongs to God. And if we really think about it, we're just tenants on his wonderful planet Earth. And I love how Jesus said, the most important commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, and love your neighbour as yourself. I'm Aaron Wright for The Salvos.